Hello, welcome. Whether you meant to or not, you've found Noob's Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Generations Gaming, and in this series I am reading and reacting to Jurassic Park, the classic novel by Michael Crichton. After an unintended absence of about 2 weeks or so, I'm back and hopefully in a position to get this done by the end of April, because I'd like to do a couple of books before the third book comes out in the Dragonlance series that I was reading previously, the Poppy War, and then can't remember the name of the other one in the second one in the trilogy, but I'll figure it out. I currently have the Poppy War. I have to pick up the other book. I think it was downtown at the bookstore that I picked up the Poppy War, so I will pick it up and get that ready for June and July. Oh well. Be on the lookout for those after we finish this series up by the end of April. I thought this was going to be an addendum episode. I thought I had already released episode 6, but I did not. So this is going to be an actual episode. It might end up being a little shorter than the others, just because I thought it was going to be an addendum. But it's going to be the actual episode 6. So we'll just deal with what we have. And I already have the notes for episode 7, so that one will go up by the end of the weekend. And then I will hopefully be on track to get done by the end of the month with Jurassic Park. I'm recording downstairs in the front room. I don't know how that's going to change the acoustics or anything, but if it sounds different, that's why. Maybe the acoustics will be better. I doubt it because there's a lot of dampening upstairs. But anyhow, if it sounds different, that's why. As I did with the previous episode when I figured it out, I'm going to use SparkNotes. SparkNotes, if you're listening and you would like to throw me some sort of sponsorship, that'd be great. But if not, that's fine as well. I will use them for my summary, and then I will give you some thoughts, and then we'll wrap this one up. One advantage to being downstairs is that I'm not too lazy to get the book, because it was just in the next room. You might remember from the last episode that I was too lazy, so I didn't read the quote from the third iteration, but here goes. Third iteration. Details emerge more clearly as the fractal curve is redrawn. Ian Malcolm. Control. Malcolm points out an error in the park's computerized tally of the animals. The tallying system, which had been designed primarily to make sure none of the animals went missing, fails to account for the appearance of any extra animals. Upon Malcolm's suggestion, the computer shows that there are more procompsognathids, myosaurs, ophnelias, hypsophilodontids, and velociraptors than expected. Somehow, the animals are breeding. Breeding sites. Grant suggests that, despite the precautions that have been taken, the dinosaurs may be able to breed because Dr. Wu has substituted frog DNA in order to fill the gaps in the dinosaur DNA they retrieved from Amber. Hungry for dinner, Tim, Lex, and Regis get in one car, while Malcolm and Grant get in the other. Sattler stays with Dr. Harding to tend to the sixth stegosaur, and Gennaro joins them so that he can flirt with Sattler. Malcolm is worried because the chaos theory predicts that a sudden drastic change will take place on the island soon. Playing around with some binoculars, Lex spots several small velociraptors on the supply ship that has just left the island. Meanwhile, Nedry jams the computer system and phone lines so that he can sneak into the fertilization room and steal the embryos without setting off the security system. Nedry then takes Muldoon's jeep to the dock. Arnold realizes that Nedry has turned off the security systems and realizes that the electric fences keeping the animals confined are therefore no longer functioning. Furthermore, Nedry's power cuts has disabled the tour cars, leaving the tour group stuck in the now motionless cars. Muldoon leaves to go get the tour group, but suddenly realizes his jeep is gone. So when I thought this was an addendum, I wrote, "Nothing changes," parenthetically, re, liked best and least. Also, no reason for discussions of major themes this time around. All I need to do is remark on the new plot points and maybe give some thoughts on the aftermath of the War on Terror. Wait, what? Stay tuned and find out how I do it. New plot. I ended last episode on a cliffhanger. This series of chapters picks up that thread, with Hammond, of course, vehemently denying the possibility of a dinosaur egg. That gives our good friend Malcolm time to shine. He backs up his constant pessimism with a little realism. That ties in with my previous discussion about how money corrupts the process and dooms everything to inevitable catastrophic failure. Too dark? Sorry. I'm having trouble finding a silver lining lately. But think back to what I said. They built safeguards into the park. Clearly they cared enough to take some precautions. However, due to the expense, they took shortcuts. Those shortcuts proved more costly in the long run than simply doing it right the first time. But that's a discussion for another time. Maybe in the finale. My main point stands. Money corrupted the process. You're sick of hearing it? Believe me, I'm sick of saying it. But to show that I'm not just a one-note wonder, sometimes people make mistakes. We've cultivated a society where mistakes are failure. Mistakes are inevitable and part of the learning process. You can't pin Wu's hiring on money. I think it's more of a loyalty hire. And he's brilliant, so he deserved the chance. He's young, so he made a mistake with the filler DNA. You might argue that such a mistake is unforgivable when dealing with such a potentially dangerous outcome. You may have a point. I do agree to some extent. However, with proper redundancy, even a mistake like that isn't catastrophic. I don't give him a full pass, but he is not the main problem here. What does all this have to do with 9/11 and the War on Terror? I'm glad you asked. When Nedry went to steal the embryos, he put them into a fake shaving cream can to transport them. I wrote Barbasol there, even though he doesn't mention that name in the book. Wait until the movie Versus for that explanation. If you've seen the movie, you probably already know what I'm going to say. But back to shaving cream and the War on Terror. Ever since some idiot tried to blow up a plane with his shoe, we traded our precious freedoms for the illusion of safety and security. As a result, we can't bring liquids onto the plane. Therefore, Nedry's master plan would have to be changed in a Jurassic Park remake or a musical adaptation. Coming to a theater near you, book and lyrics by Weird Al Yankovic. And now back to our regular scheduled program. When we think about the slow, inexorable march of time, we often think about how technology changes and improves our lives. We don't often think about these types of changes. When working on my USFL replay league, things catches me off guard, like when a team moves that I forgot happened more recently, like the Baltimore Colts. But I digress, parenthetically, and plug another project. We're working on 1985 for July, in parenthetical. So back to the big finish. I just thought it was interesting that I made that connection initially. Then again, of course my paranoid brain would go there, right? As always, thanks for listening. You can find us, if you haven't already, at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles. There is an article up about Marvel Snap this week, and I'm going to do some articles on Hearthstone and Magic the Gathering Arena. My comics came in, so I'm going to do my comics reviews next week. We also had another podcast, Two Guys Gaming, but it's on hiatus. Chris and I haven't talked about getting together recently to record. We talked about it a couple months ago. Maybe we'll be able to do it over April break. We'll see if I can come up with an idea for it and we can record. We also have a YouTube page. There's daily RPG updates that I do. It's about every other day now, but that's okay. And I also started a series called Reclaiming My Thursdays, where I'm doing a weekly hike and uploading a video from that. I should be back with this series by the end of the weekend with episode 7. And then next week I can work on getting back to where we need to be next week and the following week when it is April break. I can get back to where we need to be so we can finish this up by April, like I said, and get started on the Poppy War. I will talk to you next time. See you then. Bye, guys. We are.